Alrighty, guys. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Onsite Inside podcast. I am your host, Corey Tompkins, and today we have none other than Egan's Green. Andrew.
Yep, how you going?
How are you, mate?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, man, as I said off camera, I want to, thank you again for coming on. I know this one here for you listeners anyway, it's going to be a little bit, we're going to be able to digress a little bit from the construction side of it a little bit here. And we're going to, me and Andrew are going to have a nice little chit chat, but hopefully we'll give you guys, some tips and tricks and, we're going to be touching on a variety of things. So if you haven't had the chance to look at Andrew's Instagram, I definitely recommend doing it. He is, bit of an influencer. if you want to, dive in a little bit about, yourself starting out, like all the way back, if you want to wind it back,
I'll start with now, work backwards with it. Currently a FIFO miner.
Yeah.
Work out near Moranbah and out the back of Mackay there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for 13 years now.
And what was the passion of getting involved in that?
It was just more time spent with the family because I was a light vehicle mechanic by trade. Before that, did that for, probably 10 years or so.
Yeah.
But then to make any money, I was working 5.5-6 days a week.
Yeah.
And then end up going, I want a better life for the wife and the kids. And so I ended up going out to the mines there and started there on the service bay side and helping the fitters out and stuff. And then we've just been an operator.
Yeah.
Along the way, just a little Instagram page about the grass and gardens and stuff. And then that's just been a good little side hobby for me.
Yeah. All right. So wind the clock back even further, because a lot of our guys are young guys that are either looking about just getting in the trade or, because there's all this stuff gets thrown around about tradies, And the reality is they don't get paid the best, right? Yeah. Especially apprentices. So wind it all the way back to number one, what was your passion to get involved in doing? Was it light mechanics?
Yeah, light vehicle mechanic. Yeah.
So what was your passion? What sort of instructed you to even start that path? And then obviously, as you said, you did it for 10 years qualified?
Yeah.
What was that journey all like?
From a young age, I liked cars.
Yeah.
And just started working on cars, like parents' cars, and just doing little bits and pieces to them and stuff. And then when I was at school, we had a school-based apprenticeship there where we could either go I'll pick whatever we wanted type thing. There was a woodworking and metalwork side.
Yeah.
And then we had the school-based apprenticeship. So 2 days a week, we'd go to pick a trade and go there. So I was pick mechanics.
Yeah.
And that's where it started.
Yeah. And then, there was no family. There was no,
I'm the only blue collar
in
the family. They're all academics and all that side. And
so there was no abrasion of so talk to us about this, because a lot of guys that come in that are tradies, right, everyone says the same sort of thing. Didn't like school, this, that, and the other. Was that a case for you? Did you not flourish in school, or was it just going down that uni sort of path
really tickled your fancy? Didn't interest me at all thing.
Yeah.
I've always liked working with my hands, even at a young age, not doing gardening, go help mum and dad in the garden do stuff. And all as well, and always tinkering.
Yeah, but it wasn't because obviously you started your apprenticeship, then you went qualified. You went to the mines, as you said, to get a better life for your family. A lot of guys, from what I'm seeing at the moment, is they're getting into the apprenticeship side of it, and they're thinking they're going to make $1 million tomorrow.
Yeah, no.
Was your driving factor was never the financial gain?
No.
Because as you said, you were 10 years in before you even thought about it.
Like with most mechanics as well, when you start young, it's because you're into cars and you like modifying, doing shit. So you go, I'm going to do this and do that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it's like mechanics is, it's never about money with mechanics. You're working on cars type thing. That's the main thing, especially for me, was I liked working on cars. So go do that. And then I was like, shit, you're working long hours, earning average money. Then you don't get to spend time with your family. I was like, go up to the mines, work a 7-on-7-off roster.
Yeah.
And get better time with the family.
Yeah.
As well in the process. So,
you already had your wife, you had kids at the time, you had it all there already established, and then you made the call.
Yeah.
So how was that conversation? Because a lot of guys have got family setups and they got stuff in there.
It was pretty good. The first roster I started out there was a 4-on-4, so it was 4 days on, 4 days off.
Okay, yes.
And that's how the roster started back then. So
it was,
like,
it was okay. Doable, yeah.
Yeah, and just after I'd started, we had, like, my wife was pregnant with a second son, like before I'd started, and he was born just after I started in the mines, so he doesn't know any different.
Yeah.
Then my eldest boy, he's 14 now.
Yeah.
He was like 3 when I started out there anyway, so at least he was out of the newborn stage. Yeah. And then that also allowed my wife to like stay home longer with the kids, because I could go out there and earn better money.
Yeah.
I could do some overtime on the 4-on-4 roster as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'd start there for like 2 weeks at a time and just earn better money, so then she didn't have to worry about going back to work.
Yeah. Straight away. I did about 2.5 years FIFO. You know, I was obviously a young guy, didn't have any dependents, all that sort of jazz, right? But, and I think, I don't know, for me to do it, because like the question gets thrown around, not so much for me now, but definitely like, you know, people have said, oh, you know, would you do it now?
Yeah.
I would find it, you know, very difficult for me to do it now. And it's not so much me, but it's definitely for my wife.
Yeah.
You know, so how was your, you know, was that a big discussion that got had prior to it? Or was your wife already, you know?
No, she was pretty cool and relaxed cool with the whole thing. Yeah. And like, if it didn't work, I could just go back to mechanics. Like, we weren't struggling for money or anything. Like,
so you just sort of said, just, like, listen, like, we're going to give this a go.
It'll help us out type thing as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then, like, after a while, I was out at the mines for a bit, and then even like we changed to a 6-on-6 roster after a couple of years out there, where the mine was working.
Yeah.
And that was like 3 days, 3 nights.
Yeah.
And then fly back again.
Yeah.
But even on like my 6 off, if I got bored, I just go back to doing like some part time in the workshop there where I used to work anyway.
Yeah.
As well. So,
did you ever do any sort of bigger sort of swings? Because a lot of guys do like, I used to do like 4-on-1, like 4 weeks on, week off.
The mines here in Queensland aren't real big on that type of thing anyway.
Yeah.
So just the way the fatigue works anyway, you can't do overtime after night shift.
Okay.
Anyway, so you could do it before, like on the day shift swing, you come in like a day or two early.
Yeah.
But you can only do a set amount of hours per week.
Okay.
Before you go have your fatigue hours anyway, so that once you have your rested.
Yeah.
Fatigue, like.
So you've never fatigued. Done that. They've never had those sort of bigger sort of swings. Yeah.
No, not in Queensland. There's, I think there's some up Weeper way that do like a 2-on-2.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if you can do overtime with those type of rosters though. So yeah, all like the main coal mines in the Bowen Basin are like 7-7 types, or 6-on-6 type rosters.
Yeah.
And stuff.
You know, interesting. Yeah. Because a lot of guys, they say, you know, they're like, oh, I'm going to, this is what I see anyway with apprentices. I know we'll get back to the main topics, but they say, oh, I'm going to do my apprenticeship. I'm going to get qualified in whatever, mechanic, fucking, you know, plumbing, carpentry, whatever. I'm going to get qualified. I'm going to go and work in the mines.
Yeah.
Happy days. I'm going to live in Bali for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's the reality, I guess, that these guys, because you would see it, doing it for so long now, you'd see guys come in, blow all their money on jet skis.
Yeah, they're the 1% is the one that go, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go live in Bali and shit. Like, you might find some in Western Australia can do that type of lifestyle, but not over here for it anyway. And then, you get like your young ones come in. Like, when I started in the mines, they put on, I think there's about 20 light vehicle mechanics that they're going to all train us up as like to be heavy diesel fitters and stuff. And after about 6 months, there's like 10 of us left.
Yeah.
And then within a year, there's not even a handful.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't handle being away from their family or like just missing out hanging with the boys.
Missing out,
and that type of shit as well. And so it's a big, like, it's a big.
It is a mental strain, dude. Like, it is a mental strain. You know, you're missing birthdays, get togethers, catch ups. Like, it's all the little things.
I miss kids' birthdays. Like, sometimes we're working over Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're missing Christmas with your kids and all that shit. Like, I know for a couple of years there, like, I was away for the kids' birthdays for like about 3 or 4 years in a row, just the way the roster worked.
Yeah.
Top thing, so
yeah, that's tough, dude.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that you put in for holidays and and shit as well, but it's still, all right, holidays in, then you wait to get approved or not for it. It's like, all right, but yeah, it's just one of those things. You'll take the good with the bad. But then,
man, I take my hat off to you, man, because I know a lot of guys will be like, I'm not fucking doing that. There's no fucking way. Like,
and a lot of people can't handle that type of thing. Yeah. But then when you take a week holiday, you got 3 weeks away. So we can take a week's holiday and go away for 3 weeks as a family type thing as well. So we can do that more often now than what I could when I was a mechanic. Like, take a week off. You only get like probably 40 hours of holidays a year as a mechanic.
Yeah.
So it's only a couple of weeks, like holidays.
Yeah.
Then otherwise you work in the mines, you get 4 weeks of holidays a year type thing. So you can go, oh, fine, I'll take a week off here. That's 3 weeks away. You come back for a bit, another week's holiday.
Yeah.
If you play all your cards, not use your stuff, like you can only work like four, five months of the year.
Yeah, and you're still on good money. You're
still on good money.
Yeah. And I guess like it's so enticing, but you know, I'm listening to you talk now and there's obviously, you know, you've got the perfect combination. You know, your partners, you know, you guys are obviously teamed up to do it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
You know, you got it aligned where it's like, okay, like I'm not just going to go out there and buy jet skis and piss it all away.
Nah.
You guys are doing it to give yourself, to set yourselves up a little bit better, have that work life, been out, and you're obviously sacrificing, as you said, man, like, fuck, like sacrificing birthdays and Christmases and stuff like that for that bigger reason where a lot of guys would want, you know, fuck that. They'd be like, no, I want to be home for my kids every birthday, every Christmas. I want the lifestyle. I want 200 grand a year. I want fucking one and one. Like, they want, but it's like easier.
They don't want to sacrifice. There's a sacrifice for it all type thing as well. And so it's...
Yeah. And your partner's got to be on board as well. Oh, yeah. Like, I've seen it so many times where it's all... And you hit the nail on the head at the start about not needing it at the start.
Yeah.
Where guys, you know, you would see it as well. They get themselves almost backed up against the wall where they almost have no other option than to do that.
Yeah.
And that's when I think you can almost get yourself in a bit of trouble with, you know, your relationship and all that sort of stuff because it's like, well, I don't fucking want to do this. I have to do it and that sort of stuff. Where, man, like that's a tough one. That's
and you got to have a strong partner and family like support for your partner.
Yeah.
When you're doing that type of stuff, when you're away, and like, I know, like, it sounds not shit, but like when I go to work, sometimes like just shit will hit the fan, like the bloody dishwasher will shit itself or something like
that.
Kids get sick, and she's like, oh, this crap always happens, like, when you fly out for work.
Yeah.
And so then she's got to, like, her family's got to be there to help her, or she's got to go, all right, we can sort this.
Yeah.
Or call me, how can I fix this? How do we fix that?
Yeah.
Type thing as well. So you got to have a strong partner there for that stuff. And
definitely,
And like the trust side when you're away for 7 days too.
Yeah. So that's crazy, man. Nah, but hats off to you because, not a lot of guys can sit there confidently and say that, you know, that it's a decision that they've, you know, that they're doing it like that. Yeah. So hats off to both you and your wife. All right. So moving on. We touched on briefly about your qualification, the FIFO aspect. But there's a big thing that we're missing here, the influencer side of it. You know, so talk to me about, you know, you said you picked up the camera, you started, you know, this Egan's Greens thing, it's just gone ballistic, right, on socials. How did that even come up? You know what I mean? Do you remember a point in time where you were like, I'm going to whip my phone out and record this and post it? Like, what the fuck? Like, how did that all...
Trying to think, I just searching, just scrolling Instagram. I was like, oh, I might start a page. And I was like, oh, I've got to come up like with a name and stuff for it as well. And started, I just made up a name for it. And then just started out just doing like some mowing and shit. And then,
so what'd you do? You just get a tripod, set it up?
Yeah, I just got like a little mini tripod in my phone. And that's what I still use.
Yeah.
Unless I can drag one of the kids out to help me record stuff.
Yeah. But at the start, no followers, nothing.
Nah.
You just thought, I'm just going to...
Yeah. And it's good. You get, get like 10 followers. Oh, get 100. It's like, shit, aim for 1,000.
Yeah.
Aim for 10,000 type thing. Yeah. And then it's like, then it just kind of goes crazy after that.
Yeah. So talk about the delay. You know, we talked off camera a little bit because this whole social, you know, yours is obviously lawns and that, but it's all contextual to each person's thing. Yeah. It doesn't matter which way you want to spin it. Social media and what it is, right? A lot of people can get a false sense of what it actually is. And, you know, they see all the shiny lights because you see all the people on the, you know, you go down the Gold Coast, man, it's like fucking influencer central, right? Yeah. But for the 0.001% of people, like the 99, all the other ones, everyone thinks that that's attainable. Yeah. And that's what they're chasing.
Yeah.
Every day they're stressing themselves out. They're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. But, you know, I feel like from what I've looked at anyway, you've just gone about it organically. You know what I mean? You're not chasing a figure. You're not chasing a number or followers or likes.
Nah, you got to do it for yourself. You gotta do,
you're obviously like, trying to get trends and stuff like that. Yeah, like you're playing with it, but you're doing it out of enjoyment.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's got to be fun to do.
Yeah.
And when it's not funny, you're doing it just like purely to try to get followers and stuff. That's when it all changes as well. And I think that'll take the fun out of it too. Like, it's like everything that goes ups and downs. Like sometimes you might gain 10 followers one day, but you might lose 12 on the same day type thing or more or less. Like it's just, but you don't worry about the numbers.
And how did you start? Because as you said, you started zero.
Yeah.
Then when you hit 5,000 or 1,000.
Yeah.
Was that like?
It was crazy.
Were you like, fuck? Yeah.
And, well, when you go, shit, you got like 5,000 followers. You go, holy crap, that's like five. Like,
did it happen overnight? Or was it
a little while?
And then so talk to us about that journey. Was it, you know, a long time?
It took a little while, but then I did like one reel that went viral. Mm. And I think it had, it was like 1.8 million views.
Yeah.
Type thing. And I was like getting like 1,000 followers a day.
And do you remember the reel?
Yeah. It was like just what were you basic, doing? Basic aerating.
Yeah.
Like just a lawn, like a manual aerator, just putting holes in the ground.
Yeah.
I went crazy. And I was like,
and isn't it funny? You just had no idea.
No idea. Just one reel. I was like, yep. Yeah. It went crazy. But then others, you do like something similar and just
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just real hit and miss with reels. And
so, did you go to sleep that night and wake up and you were like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Woke up. I was like, fuck, I got like 20 followers out of that. That's all right. And then, like, it just slowed, just like bloody mothballs. And it goes crazy.
Yeah.
Top thing. And yeah, then I was at like work and I was like, followers, it's like, holy crap, like just
going.
Just went crazy for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, this is crazy.
But then because you talking to you, you sound very down to earth, right?
Yeah.
You're very level-headed. But how did you go about, you know, not trying to chase that? Did you try to chase that again?
No.
You know, because a lot of guys get caught, like me and Nick yap about this all the time, right?
Yeah.
The algorithm. This, that, and the other. Everyone thinks they've got this special formula of, you know, I'm going to get this many followers or I'm going to get fucking 10,000 or whatever. There really isn't any fucking formula.
No.
Like, as you said, you just posted this video because you liked it.
Yeah.
And it just went.
I think you got to do stuff like that you like on there as well and something that, like, you can relate to and that others can relate to as well.
Yeah.
And so everyone go, yeah, all right, like something you can all relate to type thing. And then, if you're lucky enough to get like a trending sound that then helps it go viral, or you get people like talking, if you can get people talking on your content, the engagement side of it there, like that's when it starts happening. But you can't just keep doing the same thing like each reel, trying to
do it because you think it works.
Because it works.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. No.
Yeah.
No. And like you can like I got TikTok type thing as well on there, but that's a more. So then you can go, all right, what's trending on there? What's trending on Instagram as well? Yeah. And go, all right, if they're both same things, you can do, if you can make a reel that works with like certain sounds or certain like photography things and shit, well, that's when you go, all right, you give it a crack.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes like they're two different things completely. I've had things on TikTok that go crazy. Then ones on Instagram that go crazy, but not on the other one and stuff. So
you just don't know.
No, you don't know how it's going to.
Yeah,
that's gonna roll.
So do people now when you go around family barbecues, they, you know, oh, this guy is famous.
Yeah, this guy, this fella.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to Bunnings, getting noticed. Yeah. No autographs today, mate.
Yeah, do you know who I think I am?
All right. So was it a couple of years before? Like, how long did you have the page before you actually hit your first 10,000? You know,
probably a year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too
sure. And did you set yourself a goal that you're going to post every day, every week? Like, were you just sporadic with it?
Well, mainly because I work away.
Yeah.
I'll try, like, when I'm on the week home, I'll try, like, batch up a few reels type thing then while I'm home, then just spread it out while I'm away.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're going to have, like, say, 3 or 4 reels in 1 week, then nothing the next week.
And you're just editing them all yourself.
Yeah.
You're just going down the path of adding music
and learning how to do it. Just edit all and do that, and then. So just try and like space out. So every couple of days, I'll just drop something so like I get some engagement and keep people going, oh, he's still alive. He's still alive this week.
Were you always fascinated by social media?
No.
Or was it just did you just fall into it sort of thing?
Fell into it, yeah. It's just, it doesn't interest me. Like, being, I don't want to be one of those ones that famous and all that other things. Like, influencer type.
What about your wife? What did she think about it when you were like, you know?
Oh, just a hobby type thing. So she doesn't care too much. Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever type, yeah. So it's all pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
The whole side of things there for it.
And your kids, because you said you got a couple of teenagers now.
Yeah.
You know, oh, dad.
Yeah, come help me do something. Yeah. Oh, dad.
Yeah.
I want to play Fortnite.
Yeah.
So, bugger off, get outside.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, no, interesting, man. Like, it's because we get a lot of guys coming through that, you know, even on here, where it's a numbers game. You know, it's such a... You're trying to chase a fucking, you know, you're trying to chase a certain amount of followers, a certain amount of likes, and you can really get,
well, you get caught up in it.
Yeah, you get caught up in it, like for us anyway, like for you, maybe not so much. And I guess you can tell me if that's true or not, but you know, the hate and the lash back, like for us anyway, it can get a little bit much. Even on the most simplest things, you know, you might be, you know, the amount of times that me and Nick have posted a video that we think we're going out at the angle of a good video.
Yeah.
And then, but yet it doesn't get interpreted like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just, you can never win. And it's like, I very rarely ever really get involved in the nitty gritty side of it, but sometimes.
You just bite back.
Yeah. You know,
I've done a few where people will get real antsy, like about grass. Like I did one a little while ago. And it's like, like no stripes on one side of the yard and stripes on the other. What's your favorite?
Yeah.
And then like just heaps of hate. Oh, hate grass. Should put like native gardens. Should do this. There's no color in it. There's blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's grass, man. Like there's plenty of gardens like all around the place and you can't have like...
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be cutting grass and you're still going to get hate.
Yeah, you still get bulk hate. Bulk hate on this one. Yeah. It was funny. Like just bulk hate.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just grass. Like get over it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just... Doesn't matter what it is, just
people love to be
keyboard warriors, man. Yeah, just if they find something to hate on, they will.
Yeah. So, well, that's it. And we joke about it all the time. The chances of someone actually getting on and saying, "Oh, good job, I love that," versus, you know, it's like a 10-to-1 ratio. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
You'll get 10 times the amount of hate, and you'll get the one person being like the little poppy in the thing being like, "Oh yeah, good job, man. I really like what you're doing."
Yeah.
Versus you'll get 10 people that'll go out of their way to get in there and be like, oh, this guy.
Fucking blah, 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 blah. Like you could paint a wall and someone will go, that colour's lovely. You get 10 people go, that colour's shit. Yeah. Then Joe Bloggs will go, geez, what you painting that with your fucking face like? You can't win. Yeah. So just, you got to do stuff for yourself. And if you're happy with it, man, you stick with it. Don't do shit for other people.
Yeah.
And that's probably the main thing with all that media side of things. Do what makes you happy.
Yeah. So... We're definitely not done, but what's your, you know, have you got an end goal with this sort of little thing you're going down? Are you going to close up the accounts or, because you could really, you know, you could spin it away, you could sponsor it, you could really push it even further, you could lean into it a bit more. Like, have you got a goal with it? Or are you still just going to, you know?
Just a little hobby type thing still. Like, it'd be nice to branch out a bit more with it.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure where I really want it to end up type thing. Like at the moment I've tried a bit of like just like mowing and gardening stuff and with some like tips and other stuff as well. But I'm not really sure where I want it to end up.
Yeah.
Type
just
thing.
Just going with it. Going just with go the flow. A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever get noticed when you're working away? People see your stuff.
Nah.
A couple of old boys are just going, oh, you that guy on Instagram.
Yeah. I've seen your stripes.
Yeah, I've seen your stripes the other day. The lawn looks good. Yeah, sweet. All right. Because, like we talked about, me and Nick talked about this a while ago about the, you know, going back to the follower number and the statistic of, you know, how you can really get wrapped up in that sort of space. Because, and this is context, because a lot of our listeners, they're young guys that have got TikTok and Instagram, right? Yeah. First thing they do, they wake up at fucking 5 a.m., boom, phone's up. You know, you got young kids as well. Phone's up. First video they see, old mate, signing them up, course, fucking selling Lambos, whatever, right?
Yep.
Living in a penthouse, you know, you go on their page, he's got like 150,000 followers, blah, 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 right? It's such a toxic environment. Mm. And you can really, like, you know, as I used to say to Nick, all these people that have really, really made it, like, that are, you know, influence, that have made their career out of doing yep. it, right? They might have been on socials for years and years and years and years, YouTube, doing it, like, consistently yep. for, like, years and years, 5+ years, yep. right? With nothing. No one knew who they were. They were just doing it, doing it, yep. doing it, doing it, doing it. Every week, every day, that was their thing that they were doing, just because they loved doing it.
Mm.
And then yeah. all of a sudden, boom.
Yep.
And then everyone thinks, oh, I'm going to chase that overnight. You know, so, you know, for you guys that are listening anyway, if you want to go down the page of, you know, you want to go down the path of doing socials, or you want to, you know, create a day in the life or a vlog or whatever it is, or you want to fucking take photos of your lawn and post it up, like, just do it because you enjoy doing it. Yeah. Don't do it because you're trying to get a sponsorship deal or something like that.
No, do it because you like it.
Yeah.
And that,
and you almost use it as like a, you know, a timeline.
Yeah.
Sort of. Because yeah. you can look back.
You can look back and see your highs and lows as well. And
yeah.
you go, all right, fine, like, grass looks like shit this year.
Yeah.
Next year, like, I've changed things.
Yeah.
It's working. It's looking better
see
as well.
How it looks, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's a good timeline to look back on things as well. Yeah. Like,
yeah. yeah no, sweet. Uh-huh. Well, moving on. All right. So, let's now talk about a little bit about why you think it's, you know, important for young guys to get in the yard and, you know, help their parents out, or, you know, go down the path, like, because now with social media, computers, games and all this sort of stuff, it's becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
You would be having the same issues. Yeah. Right? It's becoming more and more common for young guys not to, and we're seeing it at our end with getting apprentices.
Yeah.
A lot of guys don't want to be working with their hands anymore. And it's becoming a very, very big problem that we're having to deal with. And, you know, I guess for you, being, you know, the benefit is that you've got kids that are in that pocket now that are going to yeah. be making the transition in 3-4 years. You know, do you sort of instill that into them that, you know, they need to get outside and you know, you need to still work with your hands? Or are you sort of a little bit laid back with that for them just to decide
what they
want to do?
No, we like them getting out doing stuff. Like, they both play sport
yeah.
like, quite a bit as well. So they're both yeah. into basketball.
Mm.
So we get them out, like, they're doing sport a couple of times a week with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we do get them out helping in the yard a bit
mm.
type thing, but it's not really their thing.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, we try to get them out to help out and do, like, if we're having a big gardening weekend or whatever, like, we'll get them out, help do that
yeah
and all, but we limit their time on, like, on the Xbox and that type of shit as well
mm.
and on phone, so they're not, like, just constantly
yeah just
looking down
out, yeah.
yeah
yeah
but
is the grass solely yours?
No, the wife will mark sometimes.
Oh yeah.
If I'm away, so I yeah. think sometimes she'll get the old rotary out and
yeah.
give her a quick blast for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it's a good way for me to, like, just to, like, earth myself, basically getting out yeah. there, just doing that type thing and just get in my little zone and just do my stuff and
yeah.
Yeah, just, like, relax.
So it's almost thing. Like your therapy almost a little
yeah.
bit, you know.
It's a nice thing, like, come back like a nice yard and, like, getting out there doing some stuff, like, especially when you're away for 7 days yeah. looking at, like, just a big dirty hole in
yeah.
the ground.
yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
So yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, come back, you got something nice there, something to look forward to as well. Like, yeah, yeah, cool.
It's very interesting that you sit here and talk about your yard and outdoors and all that sort of stuff. Have you ever thought about, you know, going down that path of doing it? You know what I mean?
I have, but...
Because you've obviously got a passion for it.
Yeah, I have, you know? I have thought about it, but then, like, I'm 41 now anyway. Yeah. And so you go, oh, I don't know if I'd, like, want to do it, like, start on my days off type thing.
Yeah.
Like, do a little bit here and there. But then once you start... like, especially getting into, like, the more manicured lawns,
mm.
it's fairly, like, you got, it's a fair bit of upkeep
mm.
for that type of thing as well.
Yeah.
And so...
Do you ever go to shows and stuff like that?
Nah. Not yet.
You know, not that far into
nah,
it yet? Yeah.
Nah.
Flower shows
yeah.
and all that sort of stuff. Gardens, yeah. great outdoors.
Nah, not yet.
Yeah. yeah, no, that's interesting. Yeah, because I was just been listening to you talk and, like, you can obviously tell, man, you've got a passion for doing it.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know... Everyone always says, you know, follow your passion and you'll never yeah. work a fucking day in your life. But yeah, it's interesting
yeah.
to hear it from, yeah, to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah, it's one that I'd like to,
mm.
but yeah, just probably trying to find more, like, the like the demographic that wants someone out there constantly, or not con- but like probably like two times a week, I think, mowing their grass.
And I can definitely see you, you know what I mean, like later on in life, like being that ground sort of keeper,
Footy field. Oh, that'd be fantastic, you
know, every day. He's
just get out there.
You know, he's got the best footy field, fucking, they run just a regional team, but the regional state, the grass is mint.
That'd be fantastic. Like, especially, like, it's like semi-retirement, man, that'd be the dream.
Yeah.
Just get out there and, like, but yeah, just doing something that you love, though. And that's the thing with it. Yeah, just get out there and bloody go mow or like spread fertilizer, do whatever you want type thing. And,
All right.
Yeah.
Well, other than mowing, what other stuff do you enjoy doing?
You know, well, I still like because I'm a tinkerer anyway, so I like people drop their mowers around for me to fix and like small engines and that type of shit as well. I rebuild mowers in my spare time as well.
Yeah.
Addicted to the bloody things.
I was just about to say, I thought you were going to mention cars, but I was like, nah, he's obviously,
do cars.
Do you still do cars? You still got that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Typical mechanics garage, just cars. Full of fucking unfinished cars. And
a T-model Ford sitting in the shed there as well. Got to do something with that as well. Like, but nah, it's just, just a tinkerer, basically. Just, go down the shed and bloody play on mowers or cars and stuff. So it's just
And what do you see your boys going to? Do you see them sort of going down the path of mechanics
he started mechanics this year at school, high school, as an elective.
Yeah,
so he's pretty keen to get into that type of that side of things as well. And then the youngest, he's more talking about like electrician type thing, so that'll be that'd be good. Like, they're both keen on trades.
Which is
good.
That's good. That's good, because there's not a lot of guys, like, it's not that common anymore, you know. I just feel like kids have got a lot more options now. And they see,
I guess they see me around the house and yard, like just doing things as well. So they go, they probably assume that's fairly normal type thing as well. Oh yeah, dad's out there changing like a washer on a tap or changing a tap over.
Lead
or
by example,
doing little things like that. So they think that's normal type things, and that's how they've been brought up.
Yeah,
as well. And so, same with some of our friends, they're all like tinkerers as well. So one of them like knocked down a wall in his house type thing to extend one of the rooms. So they think that's like a normal type thing as well. So,
And that was so, like, you know, reverting back to myself anyway, it was, man, when I was, you know, a young kid, it was very normal for my old man to work 6-7 days a week. It was very normal for me to go to work on a Saturday with him and, you know, we do 12 hours. Like, but it wasn't, I never looked at it as a fucking chore. That was just annoying. Same as my brother. Like, he would do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was, and same, like, around the house, just constantly just doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I could not even tell. I was literally telling this, saying this to Tamara the other day, because she's always like, you know, why don't you ever just like sit down at home and fucking watch a movie? Like, like I just can't. Like, I physically can't. I don't. Yeah. It's not that I'm like running around like sweating, but like I just have to be doing something. Yeah. I don't care if I'm fucking scrubbing the tiles in the bathroom, or I'm outside mowing the grass. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got to be doing something. And she's like, what? And I was like, I literally thought about it. I was like, man, I can't even remember I literally cannot remember seeing my old man sit down and watch a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
He was always out doing there stuff. Doing something. Yeah. And I just think it's obviously like rubbed off, because, just, you know, I almost feel like if I sit down for too long at home on a weekend,
I feel lazy.
I just feel like I'm cheating myself out. Like, you know, I need to be doing something.
Yeah.
You know, No, but that's good. That's good. Like, and I guess for the listeners as well, the young guys that are doing it, I think if you can take anything from today, overall, it's just about finding something that you fucking enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to put all the pieces together, you know? Number one, you've obviously got an amazing partner that you guys have come up with some sort of, you know, arrangement with the FIFO aspect. And that's great, because it's obviously been able to put you guys in a position. But the other thing is that you found something that when you come back, you can do it. And, you know, you've just, it's therapeutic for you.
Yeah. Because, like, I can do that while she's at work, while the kids are at school as well. So it's like just like a bit of me time.
Yeah.
Top 10 as well. And the kids get home from school, like I don't have to go out, mow the grass at 5 o'clock at night if I was working like a 5 and 2 job or some shit. Like,
yeah.
Like they can get home from school. I can play verse them on the Xbox or whatever.
Or yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Go fishing, do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And so now I get more time with them.
Yeah.
And even on weekends and shit as well. Like I don't have to go and spend like one day a weekend out gardening or doing all the other useless chores and shit as well. And so, like, yeah.
And I guess that's the argument that a lot of guys have, you know, if you, it's always like, oh, you know, but if you work away, if you do FIFO, like, are you really having more time with your family?
Yeah.
Or is that just a cop out? Cause like, that's what a lot of guys say is that they say, oh, you know, I'm doing it for my family.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I guess it's depending on the person. Yeah. Cause I know a lot of guys that do FIFO that don't, you know, do that. They get home and they go out on boys trips and fucking do whatever and then go away again.
Yeah.
You know, and their partner's just there at home with the kids.
Like, yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have a good work-life balance with it.
Yeah.
And, like, family work-life balance as well for it type thing. Like, it comes down, like, I guess just to the individual and your partner as well. Like, if you guys can make it work, you can make it work. But there's a shitload of people out there that can't make it work.
Yeah.
And so they'll either, like, come home, be grumpy pricks, or go to work and,
like, be grumpy there.
Be grumpy pricks out there. Top thing as well.
You would see it so often.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So often. Like, everyone thinks that work and FIFO is, like, the amount of guys that I've had that have said, oh, I'm going to go and do it. I was like, you just wait. Like, it is not meant. It is, don't get me wrong, it's good, but you're doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
You're not doing it for the fun of it.
No. It's not fun
going the environment, out there. The environment and what's out there, it is a fucking mental strain.
Yeah.
You know, when you're at home, when you get back to your donga or whatever you want to call it, and you're just sitting there, you're like, fuck. And then you start thinking, you know, you got kids now. Like, you're starting to think about your kids and you're like, fuck, they got this on. Like, it can get you can get very much down a dark fucking road.
Yeah. Real quick. And that's when, like, for me, like, I go to the gym after work as well, like, just to, like, push out some energy.
Yeah, just do,
like,
something.
Do something. Yeah. Like, all right, cool. Yeah. And that's a good, like, way for me to escape out at work as well. Just, like, headphones in and just, all right. And just go belt out some weights.
Yeah.
And do something. For a while. Yeah. Do something. Yeah.
How, what about, because a lot of guys that I used to notice, you know, the demographic primarily was there, you know, 50 plus, like, old bangers. I've been doing it all my life. It's FIFO, fucking second marriage. You know what I mean? Just chug like 12 beers a night. Like, is that very much what you sort of see? Like, because, man, I've seen, like, a lot of old guys where it's just like, you know, they're on their fucking second marriage or they're...
Oh, there's heaps out there, like, second, third marriage, and they got the girlfriend out there as well.
Oh, man.
Type thing. But you got to separate yourself from those type of people. Like, and, like, you're
Because you don't want to be like that.
No. And, you know? Like, the Debbie Downers and shit as well. Like,
yeah.
The ones that are always, like, just dragging everyone down, like your team demotivators and shit.
Yeah.
You got to stay away from them because they'll get in your head. Like, they might be headstrong themselves, but if they start getting your head, then you start going, fuck, why am I doing this? Oh, this is bad. And then they'll be in your ear going, this place is a shithole. And then you go, fuck. And then you go, all right, you're either like, you go back to your room and fucking just like be a Debbie Downer yourself, or you pack your shit and go home. Like, you gotta keep it away from those. True.
Yeah, you gotta be. Yeah, you gotta stay positive.
Like, I spend more time with people at work than I do my own family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, because
when you think about it,
you do 7 days of work and then you fly in, fly out time as well. Like,
yeah.
I'll spend like probably 8 days a fortnight with the same group of people.
Yeah.
And so if you got yourself a shit crew, it's a long week.
Yeah.
Out there, and then you dread coming back.
Yeah.
Again, then you get like a night shift. The night shift's worse, like, and you got all the tired pricks there as well.
Oh, yeah, we used to, and that's the thing, a lot of guys say, oh, night shift's mad, I'm making mad money. Yeah, you are. You're on good money.
Yeah.
But the thing that a lot of guys don't fucking talk about is that, it's fucked.
It's fucked, and the fatigue.
Your body is not designed to be, I don't care what anyone says, I've done it before, the body is not designed to be fucking going to sleep when the sun's coming up.
No.
And I'm telling you now, you can do it all your life, and it's fucked.
It wears you down fast.
Yeah.
Type thing as well. And then, like, you have one shit sleep. Like, you might have a shit sleep while you're on day shift. Type thing. Go, all right, you only got 6 hours sleep last night. It's all right. But you get 6 hours sleep on day shift. And it's like, oh, this is going to be the longest night ever.
Yeah.
And then it takes you days to try and catch up again from that shit. Then
yeah.
then you're just a grumpy prick as well for it. Like, yeah. where and you get home and you're like tired.
Yeah, that's it. You don't want to spend time with your family yeah. that have been waiting fucking 2 weeks the kids to, are see happy to
see
you. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, how you going, Dad? It's like, oh.
Just let me have a break. Tired, yeah.
tired, grumpy prick
yeah.
type thing as well. And so, yeah, just, yeah, you got to.
It's hard, yeah.
Yeah.
It is hard. And I think for a lot of younger guys, when they get out there, like I was the same. I think I started out there when I was like 18. It was, you know, you almost want to fit in. Yeah. So, you know, when you're out there, you don't know fucking anyone.
No.
You're just going to resonate with whoever's there. And that's when you can go down the path of, you know, drinking yep. every yeah. day, drink, yep. getting fucking pissed on a yeah. Saturday night.
Yep.
And it becomes very much the norm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then and before you.
It's hard to get out of that yeah. routine. Then you start taking it home, you start drinking more at home. Type thing and
exactly
yeah you just become a pisser, then all your money just goes on piss and then you go, why are you out here doing it?
That's right, that's
you get,
right
you go out to work and you buy a couple of cartons a week,
yeah,
then you get home, buy a couple more, it's like,
yeah,
what, why are you doing this?
Exactly,
you're wasting your money and you're well, pissing yeah. your life away,
yeah.
literally,
yeah, so, that's what it's so important, man, like, and that's really what I'm trying to get at. It's like the this whole FIFO
yeah.
thing, it's massive.
Yeah.
A lot like, of guys, it's becoming more and more appealing because obviously the price of everything's going yeah. up, right? So it's becoming more and more appealing. But I just want to make it known to the guy, to the younger guys, that it's like, man, don't like,
it's if, not if, the be all and end yeah, all.
If you want to do it, like do it, but come up with the plan in your head yeah. on why you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, whether or not you're doing it for a certain amount of time so you can get yourself from A to B. And just yeah. don't get sucked into this whole like Debbie Downer drinking every fucking
yeah.
day
yeah.
mentality, because you'll get sucked into yeah. it and then you'll work yourself out into a lifestyle that you have to keep going.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. And then it's like just buying useless shit as well. Like when you get your first paycheck, like, oh, this is...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember the first paycheck I got from mining. It was like, holy fuck. Like you go from mechanics pay to mining, you go, fuck, this is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So then your lifestyle slowly changes like for it. Then you start going... Oh crap! I'm starting to spend like more than I'm earning here.
Yeah.
And you gotta be careful with that, because then you go buy your like your Ford Ranger, your jet ski. Oh, I need a boat.
No,
I
yeah,
need a,
yeah.
I need a caravan. I need this, and you start going like you start living outside your means, and then you're stuck in that lifestyle.
That's
and
there's exactly
a,
right.
There's a yeah. lot of people out there, man, that are stuck in that lifestyle because they bought useless shit.
Yeah. yeah.
And then yeah, then
and like, here's the argument that I have, right? And you can probably bat for this as well. If you go out to the mines and you're a diesel mechanic, right, or you're a mechanic or a carpenter or a formwork or whatever you want to do, scaffolder, right, the money that you're on out there is not obtainable when you come back to reality. And when no. I mean reality, I mean for the vast majority, right? So, because
yeah.
a lot of guys, when they go out there, they start out either single or in a relationship with no kids.
Yeah.
They get the kids, you know, for you, as you said, you already had kids, you already had 10 years out of trade. But I'm talking for the vast majority of guys. Yeah, that's usually how it starts. Ones, yeah. yeah, fresh ones, right? First kid comes, they start to have second thoughts about whether or not they can or they can't.
Yeah.
Right? They've been doing it for a couple of years or whatever, and they've brought their means of living up to what they're getting yep. out there, and they think that's obtainable.
Yeah.
Whether you want to go union, EBA, congratulations, it's still not the same when you come back
yep.
into Brisbane, right? It's not the same. Then what happens is, second kid might come, third kid, whatever, and they go, oh, I'm packing up, boys. I'm going home. I'm yep. going to go, fuck. I got to lined up a job with Johnny back in Brizzy doing whatever, or Townsville, or whatever, wherever they're from. They soon realize when they come back, like I've even had riggers and crane operators come back.
Yeah.
Mate, their pay yep. has halved.
Yeah.
Halved.
Yep. Back out there again.
Exactly. Yep. They come back and they soon realize that, fuck, I can't afford, like I'm not getting enough money here.
Yeah.
Right? But yep. unfortunately, that's what it is.
Yeah.
When you come back to Brizzy, that's the money that you get.
Your standard pay,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a massive hit. And then that's when I feel like, anyway, in my opinion, that's where the toxicity comes from, is when the guys then come back and they're like, fuck, I can't do it. I've got to go back out yeah. there. Then they go out there.
And then
they're never going to leave,
yep.
but they're fucking unhappy and they're just yep. fucking...
Yeah. And you can pick those ones a mile away as well.
yeah.
Like the old spidey senses start tingling when you go, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're here because you can't afford life
yeah,
type
yeah.
thing as well. Yeah. And you get the old ones, like they're just stuck in that lifestyle. Like, yeah. They're not even there for the money, some of them, which is because they're so used to going out. Like, I've been in the mines 40 years or whatever it is, and they're used to, all right, they just go to work.
Yeah.
And so you get stuck with those ones. Like, you got a whole, yeah. you get every type of person at the mines, yeah. like every,
oh, yeah.
everyone. And yeah. sometimes they're good, and sometimes you just go, all right, yep, you keep a wide berth from others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like I said earlier, you got to do it for yourself, like the Instagram thing. Like you got to do shit for yourself.
Yeah.
And you got to go, and have a bit of a plan.
Yeah.
All right, like you might go, there's a diesel fitter, you go, all right, fine. Like I'm going to start my own little like contractor business.
Yeah.
I'm going to have like 3 people working for me, 4 people working for me.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fine, after like 5 years, these guys are going to make me my money. So then I can start scaling it back and spend more time at home with the missus or do whatever you want type thing as well.
I had a close family friend of ours. He was a diesel mechanic in the mines, right? He did exactly that. Basically, he would come home when he'd do 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. On the 2 weeks off, he would work for himself.
Yeah.
So on the two, he'd come home, he had a truck set up, everything with it. And then slowly and slowly, he put more pressure on getting more clients and stuff for when he was home. And then he was finding that when he came back for the 2 weeks, he was fucking so busy in the 2 weeks, he didn't even have time to relax.
Yeah.
And that's when because I remember having a conversation with him at that point, and he was like, oh, no, I'm going to, like, you know, when you get to that point, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, dust your hands, you're done. Yep. Like, you don't need to be doing it anymore.
Yeah.
And he did. And then, you know, fast forward to now, man, you know, he's got a couple of kids and like, laughing.
Yeah.
He's built himself a little business. Yeah. But I think that's what I mean. Like, he went there with the plan, knowing what he wanted to do. Like, when I went, I knew that I wanted to save enough money to get my first house.
Yeah.
Right. So, don't get me wrong. Yes, I bought some things. I was fucking 18.
Everyone does.
This, that, and the other. You always do that. Yeah, but I always knew that what I wanted to do. You know, I always knew that that was the main goal.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I fucking achieved it, and that was it. And then I dusted 2.5 years. I saved up like, I think at that point, I think I saved like 55 grand or something.
Yeah.
You know, that was fucking big money for me back then. Yep. Like, fuck. I was like, fuck, this is unreal. You know, bought my first house. That was it.
Done.
And that was a game changer. But anyway, it's been good. Where are we at? Well, cruising. But yeah, man, like, I guess we can finish it off with, if you got any other further advice for anyone else out there, can be garden related, FIFO related, young guys that are looking to getting into, you know, diesel fitting or mechanics and stuff like that.
Just follow the passion
for
it, type thing. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
As long as you've got a passion there for it, like, follow that type thing. Then if it doesn't work, you can always, like, do that on the side, but do something, like, on the side that keeps you happy. Type thing. It keeps you grounded as well. That's the main thing. You might do something that you don't like but pays good.
Mm.
But they have something on the side that keeps you happy. Like, if it's four-wheel driving or even just going to the gym, doing whatever it is.
Mm. Always have that little thing. What we can take away from today is doing that. You know, because a lot of guys push this. You've got to find something that you love doing for the rest of your life. You know, I love that whole fucking saying, because in reality, if everyone did what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Who's fucking scrubbing the toilets in the fucking shopping centers?
Yeah.
I doubt you, if you went up to that guy, he'd say to you, I love this job. Yeah. This is my favorite job. No, he's doing it so he can get some money, and he might have a side thing that he actually enjoys doing. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that'd be the main thing. Yeah, just do something, like, even if it's a little thing on the side on 1-2 days a week, make sure you do that and set that time aside for yourself.
Mm.
Just that little bit of, like, you time for it as well. Like, that'd be the main thing, because you're not going to love your job all the time, but do something you do like doing.
Even with me, right?
Yep.
I don't love my job. Everyone's going to be like, oh, you must just love what... Don't get me wrong, there is aspects that I enjoy.
Yeah.
But I don't love my fucking job every day.
Yeah. Yep.
I have really, really shit days, just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Right? And there's aspects of my day-to-day jobs that I have to do that I don't fucking enjoy doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's part of it. Yep. It's fucking life. And like, a lot of kids, when they're coming through, parents are reiterating to them, you just need to find something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
That's not real life.
No.
That's not real life.
No.
A job you aren't going to fucking enjoy 100% of the time. No. There's going to be aspects that you're going to hate, but that is the job.
Yeah.
Yep. You find the joy in the shit moments.
Yeah. Do the job. You don't like it too much, but it pays the bills while you do it. But keep that thing on the side that you like doing.
Yeah.
And then use that, just when you get upset, shitty, or pissed off. Go, I only got 2 more days, so I go do this. Go fishing, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just use that thing on the side to keep you going.
Yeah. Yeah. I got 2 young girls, and like, that's definitely something that, you know, me and Tamara will be pushing into them. It's like this whole philosophy of, you know, doing what you want to do and you never work another day in your life. Like, yeah, that's all good and well, man. But what's happening now is kids are taking that literally.
Yeah.
they get into a job and there might be one little thing that they don't like doing. The boss might speak to them a little bit shit.
Yeah.
There might be a little bit of the aspect of the work they don't like. The first thing they do is they drop the job. Yeah. Oh, no. I don't enjoy this. I shouldn't be doing it. Like, that's not real life.
Life is, you do something wrong, you get chewed out for it.
That's it.
That is what it is. Like, that's their job to, like, they'll tell you did something wrong, so you don't do it again, or they're going to tell you to go off at you because you did something wrong and unsafe. They might save your life doing that type of shit as well. And you're getting a cup of pineapple for it, but
whatever.
Grow up, keep going. Like, that's life.
That's it. You don't just be like, oh, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
My dad said.
Yeah.
I fucking, you know.
No one's going to yell at me, I quit. Yeah. You're going to have a shit life.
Yeah, that's it.
And, like, you get take the good with the bad.
Yeah. No, 100%. That thing. No, man, it's been a good one. And I hope you guys that are listening have got something out of it. And Andrew, man, I want to thank you again. For coming on. As you are well aware, time flies when we're chit-chatting. But, man, thanks again. And I think this one, if all in all, if I could cap it as a thing, it's just finding something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode. If something hit home for you, it would mean the absolute world to us if you could like and share this podcast with someone else that would benefit from it. Tune into next week's episode, as this will be one that you don't want to miss.